Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, everyone. Question, how is it only Wednesday? How is that working for you?
Not good.
I expected it to be Wednesday when I woke up.
I really didn't, actually, Tulip. I didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really struggling today. Really?
You've been out, David. Have you been out?
Maybe.
Oh, where'd you go?
No, just somewhere in town.
Okay,
it's fine. Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm just really tired. I had 4 hours sleep.
Just somewhere in town.
Just somewhere in town. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Can I just say, first thing we do, congratulations to The Sun for printing the best story of the day, actually the week so far. Can't believe you haven't picked up on this, Tulip.
What is it?
The Kerry Katona baboon story.
Oh, baboon!
Have you not seen this?
No, not yet.
Katona and Stevie G in baboon sex outrage. So, there you are.
Oh, good God.
Right, you're Kerry Katona. Right, think about it. You're Kerry Katona. And you're in a safari park. Okay, in Knowsley, Merseyside. You're in your car, and then some baboons climb on top of it and start doing it. While Steven Gerrard takes his kids around the same safari park.
That was quite a misleading headline.
It is a bit, because what the hell? Steven Gerrard was just there at the time.
It's not quite such an exciting story.
It's not when you actually read into it, but the headline is brilliant. Anyway, so there they are, enjoying the baboon enclosure, and the two baboons start having it off on the top of Kerry Katona's Land Rover. Steven Gerrard was just there with his wife and his kids. But it's a good one. Thanks to The Sun. Okay, we've got Rod Gilbert, very funny Welsh man, coming in just after 8:30 this morning. Got a question? Send a text to 81199. What?
They've got actual pictures of the time the incident occurred.
I know, what are the chances of that? Beasts at it on zoo trip is the sub headline. Really good. Fancy them getting a picture of that as well. That's brilliant. BBC Radio 1. Oh, that's real nice, actually, Becky.
What?
Are you picking popcorn out of your top?
No, it's not popcorn.
You went to the cinema last night.
I did. I went to see a date night, which was good. No, my boyfriend had his hair cut and it appears to be all over my vest top, which is white, because he's got dark black hair and I've got a white vest top on.
If you could not do that again, because it's quite off-putting at the start of when I'm talking.
What, picking off bits of hair from my...
I thought it might be popcorn because...
No, that goes down in between. Yeah. That never just sticks to the front.
That's more briar area, the popcorn, isn't it?
You find that when you're getting undressed for bed. You're like, God, no. I am so classy.
Yeah, I went for sweet instead of salted. It's official. Radio 1 stinks today.
Of what?
It just stinks out there.
Of what?
Once you walk out of this room... It's properly horrible.
Our office was all right. Are you talking about the live lounge?
It's just the corridor area.
Do you know what I think it is? Do you know what I think it is?
What?
You know that Joe Wiley had for Easter, the dress up the little eggs competition, the hard-boiled eggs. They're still in the live lounge. That can't be right, can it?
Well, it won't be helping, but it's more the corridor area. It's making poor Debbie Randall off the news gip.
Oh, what's that? Some kind of weird... Oh.
Yeah. Also, the BBC is a very big organisation, and we found out about a new department, which we're very excited about. Now, I didn't even know this until yesterday, and I've worked here quite a long time. Apparently, we work in a department called A&M, which is...
Audio and Music.
Is that what we're in now, is it?
Yeah. We used to be radio, but now we're like audio because we do internet and stuff.
All right, so we're in A&M.
Yeah.
But we found about a brilliant new department that we have never... ever heard of until about 10 minutes ago. What's it called?
BBC OMG.
Is that real?
Yeah, because someone on Hugh's show, lovely Kate who works on Hugh's show, had a problem with the introducing uploader tool, you know, where you send all your new music and stuff for Hugh to listen to. And they replied to her saying, the OMG team are looking at a fix, but as yet I don't have any detail on when this will be released.
OMG to BBC OMG. Wow.
OMG,
I want to work
trying
there.
Their best. I love it.
And is there like a BBC PMSL as well?
I don't know.
That is amazing.
I'd love to work in OMG.
I would. So what happens, like, when the phone rings, I know you're thinking, wow, that sounds like an old phone. Well, BBC telephones are still like that. They do still sound like that.
We still use BBC computers.
They're the ones where you have to dial and it takes ages. Like the ones I imagine the phones to look like in Russia.
I think they're quite busy today. They seem to take ages to pick up.
And the ones that I know they look like in Latvia because I've been there. So when they answer, do they go, BBC OMG? Or is it more, OMG?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for.
I hope so. Can we ring them?
I'll try and find a number.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Simon in Bromsgrove has been on saying, can you stop playing Radio 1 music, please? It's a bit early. While you are listening to Radio 1, he's like, it's too early for like stuff like Pro Green. Can you maybe play some power ballads? Simon, you're so wrong on this, because there is a station in London that plays power ballads non-stop. Oh. And it is it's the taxi driver's radio station of choice.
I had it this morning for like 20 minutes.
So did I. And when you are trying to wake up, it really isn't the thing that you want to hear. Oh, God. See, here's a power ballad. This isn't going to work. How can I just let you walk away? Oh, my God. Just let you leave without a trace. Just makes you feel so miserable. When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh. You're the only one who really knew me at all. All right, brilliant. Well, thanks to Phil Collins. Today's going to be an amazing Wednesday, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? They just play it all the time, don't they?
Mm.
In the cab, that station.
Lionel Richie.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no need. Oh, she's got a crowd with her. This one's off cassette.
I love people with really curly hair and straight fringes, which is what Mariah's rocking in this video.
In this one?
Yeah.
Circa 93, though. She's allowed. Yeah. No need. See, thank you. See, the Radio 1 music is what you want to wake you up in the morning. It really is. God. What was the other one? I was in the shopping centre yesterday and they were playing at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Take my breath away. Don't need that when you're shopping, do you?
And the last thing you need on your way to work is someone singing Who's Gonna Drive You Home? I don't even know that. Do you know that one?
Who's gonna drive you home? They play that one all the time.
I was like, I don't care. Just get me to work.
Yeah,
I haven't even done my day yet.
No, I'm not even there.
I haven't even planned that.
Please don't fall asleep at the wheel. My mate, you know, mate Chris, plays Student Nights in Southampton, and people kept asking him for the Top Gun theme, so he just downloaded it without listening to it. And they wanted the one that goes what danger zone?
Yeah.
Ended up downloading Take My Breath Away instead. Didn't go down as well. On the dance floor. Radio 1 Podcast. Morning to Nick, who is living in New York at the moment, listening to Radio 1 online. He's like, this is not a plot spoiler, but you have to see the episode of Glee that was on in America last night, which was the Madonna episode. We've got some pictures on our blog, haven't we? Of what the Glee stars look like in various Madonna phases.
You know when Jane Lynch was on the show a while back?
Sue?
Yeah, and she was saying that she does Vogue.
Yes.
There's a picture of her in her amazing Madonna outfit.
I don't know when we get that show here. I think it's about a month away.
Is it Monday?
Oh, is it?
I thought it was Monday. Yeah, Monday.
All right, so we've caught up.
Almost, yeah.
Is that why we had the little break?
Yeah, because they had a massive break. We had a shorter break, and now we're back on a week later.
Oh, can't wait, okay. So the Madonna episode on Glee last night. Pictures online at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Scott Mills blog. Thank you very much, Nick. Now, you know when you're trying to get online, which I was last night, and you can see all the names of other people's Wi-Fi networks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite interested to know which one of my neighbours' Wi-Fi networks is called Girls Gone Wild. Because that's one of the ones I could have signed onto if I knew the password.
I reckon it's the one upstairs.
I think it's the one upstairs, the same one that threw water over me and threatened to tell Chris Moyles about me if I didn't keep the noise down. Good morning to you, Girls Gone Wild. I'm actually thinking now I've said that people who call their Wi-Fi things like Girls Gone Wild probably aren't that wild or crazy at all, are they? They're probably the kind of people that go to bed early and then wait for their neighbour to make a little bit of noise and then complain. Maybe. Paul in Whiteley's been on wanting to know which of his neighbours' Wi-Fi is called I Poke Badgers with Spoons. You see? You're never going to find out. Oh, sorry, Gleeks, by the way. I said it was the Madonna episode last night in America. It wasn't. It was the opening one last night. Madonna next week. I know it seems like a small detail to you, but they hate it if you get it wrong. Pictures are still online, though. I want to play a bit of this for anyone that saw EastEnders last night. Ben Mitchell and Louise having a little dance to Lady Gaga's Love Game.
It was... Bless him.
Did anyone see this?
Well, she wanted to do a routine, so they went and stole some hubcaps off of Phil and stuck them to their stomachs and then put white outfits on.
And we're doing some Gaga.
Yeah. And Phil walked in. I don't think he was particularly impressed.
Which I don't really understand. I love it when they try and put topical stuff in EastEnders. It's my favourite.
Who are you dancing to? Have you not heard of her? Lady Gaga, her name is.
But not her new one, the one
from
a while ago.
No, the one from 2 years ago, yeah. Think
you
about
should
it.
Watch it again on iPlayer if you didn't see it.
I already have.
It is quite something.
Ben Mitchell having a dance to Lady Gaga, Avec hubcaps. Get it on the iPlayer. Can't stop thinking about that now, can you?
No.
This is BBC.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Okay, it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the stuff that you've been sending us on email this week on Dear Scott. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do you want to explain what's happening?
I accidentally spilt some tea in the phones, which the lovely engineer man is now holding the phone unit over the bin
to try and get the excess tea out.
So it doesn't leak everywhere.
Morning, engineer man.
Hello there.
You're right.
Good morning.
Is there any more tea coming out? Right, good.
Phew.
It's fine.
I'm very sorry about that.
That's
I did
okay.
apologise to him a lot.
No, it was a mistake. It was a genuine mistake.
Mm.
And as you can see, not much went in there because not much has come out.
Just one bin liner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Okay, here's the PR4L.
Morning, Scott and Becky. Did I see Becky on Buckingham Palace Road yesterday at about 13:45?
Where? Oh.
So, no, go, come on. Do you want to check it's okay with you before I go? I think it looks okay.
Right, okay, it looks all right to me. I'll try it in a minute. Yeah, no worries. Were you what? On what?
On Buckingham Palace Road. Well, that might have been me.
Oh, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
I did shout, oi, oi, Savaloy, from the window of my truck. If it was you, you were looking mighty fine.
Oh.
Ben, in his big red and white truck.
Were you on Buckingham Palace Road in London yesterday?
No, I was still at work.
Would you like it if people did shout when they saw you, oi, oi, Savaloy?
Yes, please.
Oi, oi, Savaloy.
In the street.
I really would. Like Nessa gets, oh, I really want people to shout, oi, oi, Savaloy.
Right, we've just said that on national radio now,
That's
so
fine.
That will actually happen.
Oi, oi, Savaloy.
But no one knows what I look like, so I'm quite safe in the fact that no one will ever spot me.
Just checking the phones are working.
At the third stroke, the time from BT will be 7, 18 and 50 seconds.
Phew! Tea disaster over. Thank you very much, engineer man. You can take the... Oh, he's taken that one away. Is that ever going to work again, do you think?
I reckon so. It washed out properly, yes.
Excellent, definitely. OK. Just the one bin liner of tea. All right, bye then.
Bye.
Thanks then. Cheers. Next.
Dear Scott, I just heard the PR4L read the email about the guy who ate his seatmate's meal on a plane.
Yes, we were talking about this. Somebody went to sleep, and you know what it's like? You're hungry, you're thinking, they're asleep on the plane, they're not going to notice if I snaffle their meal.
I could do with some of that rubbery egg.
Oh, I could as well. Lush.
I love rubbery
we
egg.
Love airline food on this show.
I have been a victim of such a heinous act. I was sat next to a very sweet old lady, or so I thought. It was a late-night flight, and I asked her to wake me when the food came round. I woke up 3 hours later absolutely starving, and my seatmate snoring and dribbling on my shoulder. I asked a flight attendant if I'd missed the meal service, and she informed me that the sweet little old lady next to me had given her back 2 empty trays. She'd eaten my food.
See, this goes with my theory. Little old ladies, they look sweet,
Do you know what?
Actually devious.
Old people think they can get away with anything.
And they can.
Don't even get me started on what old people think they can and can't get away with.
I'd like to get you started.
I was in the bank the other week, and this old woman, she was trying to get money out of her bank account, and the woman went, "I'm going to have to ask you some security details." And she went, "I'm old. I'm not going to know them. Why am I going to remember them?" And the woman went, "Well, I've got to ask you." And she was like, "Oh, no, you don't. I'm old. I'm never going to remember."
I'm old. How am I going to remember my password?
And then the bank woman went, "Okay, fine." I was like, what? What? How
no.
did you get out of withdrawing loads and loads of money just because you claim you're old and you can't remember where you were born?
Surely you can remember your place of birth and your mother's maiden name. Oh, my God.
Genius.
No. I'm old. I'm sorry, I'm old. Oh, that's all right, then.
I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Think of all the amazing stuff we can do and just get away with because we're old.
Yeah. No worries for security details. Here's 10 grand.
Yeah.
Beware mischievous grannies. Yep. They aren't as sweet and innocent as you'd think.
I agree.
Craig, Orlando, Florida.
Craig, I'm sorry to hear about your plain incident with the food, but yeah, they're out there, just beware. Okay, next, please, on the PR4L, Dear Scott.
Hello, hello, baby. You called, I can't hear a thing.
Right.
Oh, okay. this is Lady Gaga.
I've got no service in the club, you say.
Right, why has someone just got the PR4L to read out Lady Gaga lyrics?
You know, yesterday we played Telephone and I was saying that it's one of those songs that I really wish we knew more lyrics to, and you said the same.
Yeah.
Like, you only know Grand Central Station.
Don't know the rest of the words.
Exactly. So someone has saved you the hassle of logging on, going on the internet by texting them in.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, what did you say? Huh?
All of them, by sounds of it.
Yeah, they have actually sent all of them in.
Six texts later.
So thanks for that. We're not going to get the PR4L to read them all out. But it is only when you hear the posh Radio 4 lady read them, you realise the lyrics are quite rubbish, aren't they? Anyway, here is Telephone by Lady Gaga. Any more emails you want to send me? Put Dear Scott on the subject and send them by email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Hello, hello, baby. You called, I can't hear a thing. I've got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? You're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy.
Yes.
Just a second. It's my favourite song they're gonna play. And I cannot text you with a drink in my hand, eh? You should have made some plans with me. You knew that I was free. And now you won't stop calling me. I'm kind of busy. Stop calling. I don't want to think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor.
Rubbish.
Stop calling. I don't want to talk anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor.
Here we go.
Stop telephoning me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning me. Can call all you want, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Cause I'm out in the club and I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call when you want, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Out in the club and I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
That deserves a big round of applause. That was Gaga and PR4L and Telephone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I don't know who this is. I think we just tried to ring them, but they were driving, so I couldn't speak. We're just talking about airline food and whether it's okay to nick someone else's, if they're asleep. Because sometimes, like what you get in the little individual trays, it's not enough. You think, I could eat that again. So why not just nick the person next to you is asleep. They don't want it. They're asleep. This text comes in from this person saying, "Ha! My son and I have a preemptive strike planned when we fly to Zante next month. My wife will definitely fall asleep, so he's going to have her pudding and I'm having the main course. Good times." So they've already worked it out what they're going to have when the wife falls asleep.
Doesn't say who's getting the bread roll, does it?
Doesn't, no.
That's always...
She'll probably have that and then nod off, and then that's the time where you strike, and then you get the main course and the pudding. I haven't got no problem with that at all. Talking about planes, can I just say, I love hen parties. I was...
Talking about planes...
Yeah, because there's...
Can I just say, I love hen parties.
I was on a plane the other day, and there was a hen party on there, and they all had the sashes on like Sue's wedding.
You don't get any free meals on the planes you fly, do you? You have to pay for them all. Yourself.
You have to pay, but they did. They paid for wine. They didn't have any food. But they were there, raving it up on the plane. The bride-to-be was there. She was kind of like right at the back of the plane, chatting to all her mates. All in there, I would say, like early 20s. But can I just say, I've noticed this a lot. Generally, in hen parties, there's all the girls who are like bang up for it, having a good time, drinking the wine, having a laugh, having a joke. And then there's one lady who is considerably older than all the rest. Have you noticed that?
Well, it's normally her mum.
Is it the mum?
Yeah.
On the hen do?
Yeah.
That's not
You'd
right.
You'd take your dad on his stag do, wouldn't you?
No, I would not. It's the same as people that invite their mums to clubs. I just don't think it's right. My friend Nathan, good morning Nathan if you're listening. I've told you this before, but stop taking your mum to the club. It's just not right. Anyway, so there's all the girls there with their sashes on and their little...
Oh, the bopper things
bopper
on their
things
head.
On their heads.
Oh,
having
know.
Fun. They're about to get to some airport which is miles away from where they're actually going. But they're loving it. They're going abroad. It's their own party. And then... So they're all on the plane. This is happening. And then there's the token older lady, just asleep. At least 20 years older than the rest of them. She can't quite keep up. She's trying her best, but she can't keep up.
Aww.
So they're all like, we're going to Amsterdam, or wherever they were going. And she's
well,
just
you
like,
know, because you were on the plane. Where were they going?
Oh, yeah, Amsterdam. And she's just like, oh, bless.
Oh, I love mums on hen
parties. Quite keep up with the rest.
Dads on stag do's are better, though.
I've never experienced that.
Have you not?
I never will.
Oh, when you go out to a club and there's a stag do and then there's the dad who's just kind of, they're just weird.
What experience do you have of this?
Quite a bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a stripper?
No! You always see groups of stag do's and the dad's like there just kind of watching from the sidelines.
Is that what you do?
No.
Is that how you make up your money?
No.
Do you turn up with some skirty cream?
But I did. But you know, have I ever told you that Michael Burke off of the telly, off of the news, off of years ago, told me I should be a stripper once?
Michael Burke. What? Hang on a second.
Have I told you this?
Rewind. So Michael Burke, the BBC newsreader, told you that you should be a stripper.
Yeah. Because basically, I went to this dinner, and he was there, and I was telling him that I wanted to be a journalist and work in radio, and he was saying that that's what his sons did. And then he said to me, and I said, my housemate earns extra money because she works in a lap dancing club. And he said, if I was you, that's what I should do, because you'd earn more money.
Wow.
And I thought, well, do you know what?
I never knew that.
If I was maybe better looking, I might have taken his advice. But as it was, I just...
I've known you for a few years now, and I've never known the Michael Burke told me I should be a stripper story. That's incredible. Wow.
He did. I was quite shocked.
Steve's been on. Yep, there's always a fat aunt on the hen parties as well. That is true. I've had so many tweets and messages on our Facebook page about who at Radio 1 is boffing Kesha. I can't... This is at the end of the show yesterday. I can't tell you. It was just a one-off.
I don't know how much.
Oh, I don't know, actually. Maybe it was more than one. As far as I'm aware, only once. Becky's just had her first oi oi, sabaloi.
Well, I went into reception and someone shouted at me, but does that count, though? Because they're in...
Have you ever met them before?
No.
It counts. This is after someone thought they saw Becky on the streets of London yesterday, so shouted, oi oi, sabaloi!
Not quite sure why you would.
In her direction, only it wasn't you. So some poor girl is like, why have they shouted oi oi, sabaloi at me? And also, that phrase, if someone shouted that to me, it just made me feel hungry. Mm. Am I right?
Yeah. If they couldn't do it in mid-afternoon when I'm like, that 4 o'clock when you kind of think you should have a snack, if you can not
shout
it. Someone
shouted oi oi, sabaloi then, I just want food. A big sausage
sandwich.
Yeah. If you do see Becky there, if you do recognise her, feel free to shout it today. Even the PR4L is doing it now in her new music career.
Stop calling. I don't want to think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling. I don't want to talk anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Oi, 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 sabaloi. Oi, 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 sabaloi.
Good that. Shout it out today.
Oi, oi, sabaloi.
Really good. Also, you know we just played Scouting for Girls version of Don't Stop Believing.
Mm.
There is another version out.
Not another one?
Yeah. So we've had Journey, we've had Glee, Now we've had Scouting for Girls do it. There's another cover of it out by somebody called Petra Haddon, who we think is either Jack Black's wife or Jack White's wife. Which one is it?
I think it's Jack Black's
Black
wife.
Black or white? Huh?
Jack Black's wife?
Jack Black.
Jack Black's wife.
So easy for
wife.
You to say.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black's wife? So we think it's Jack Black's wife, and she's done a version of Don't Stop Believing. Petra Haddon, this is. That can share the night. It goes on and on. It's freaking out. And down, their shadows searching in the night. Is that the American version of the Posh Radio 4 lady? Street light, people living just to find emotion,
hiding. She goes between ears, like goes through your head.
You mean in stereo?
Yeah.
What's that?
Was she
Jack White's, Jack Black's
wife? No, but did she
wife?
Do it before Glee, or did Glee do it before her?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should find that out.
Because it's
I think probably after Glee. Or maybe Glee got the idea from Jack Black's wife, Petra Haddon. I'm just going to call her from now because
it's
a lot easier.
Is she trying to be sexy? Up and down
the boulevard. I really hope not. The shadows searching in the night. Okay, that's enough. Oh, that's better. A bit of Trollolol. See, it's in your head again. Lots of people trying to guess who boffed Kesha. no, not Reggie Yates, no. Greg James got a lot of texts yesterday. It's not him, as far as I'm aware. Now, we've just found this little jingle which we had made, I reckon, a few years ago now, and we have never, ever used it. Now, I can't quite remember what the feature involved, but for some reason or another, it didn't happen, and we've never done this. So we need to probably use it, otherwise it's a waste.
Mm.
Can't get a jingle made and not use it. So here's the jingle. I'm trying to work out how the feature would have been planned and what we would have done with it. Have a listen. Scott talks to men in the toilets. Never used that.
No.
So any ideas on maybe how the feature could work on air? We could do it this week before Moyles comes back on Monday. Scott talks to men in the toilets. It'd be a shame to have that and not use it.
How on earth did we get that made?
I have no idea.
Was it something that you wanted to do that we weren't sure about?
I don't know. Because obviously we've done What Are Those Kids and Old People On About? What are those kids and old people on about? But this one we've never used. Scott talks to men in the toilet. Any ideas? Send them in on text. Maybe we can do it for Oh What's Occurring later in the week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are mishearing the jingle for the feature that we never did.
Scott talks to men in the toilet.
Scott talks to men in the toilet.
I never thought of it like that.
Thank you for all your suggestions on what we can do with that. Maybe we'll do it later in the week. Oh What's Occurring is coming up. Here's our new contestant after Gemma got binned off. One day, that was all she had yesterday. It's John. Hi, John.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Loving the show this morning or not?
It's really good.
Thanks. What are your highlights? I'll put you on the spot.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you just woken up, John?
I woke up about 7:30. Yeah, 7:30, yeah.
All right, how old are you and where do you live?
I am 16 and I live in Trin, and that's in Scotland.
And you're training to be a chef?
I am, yep, at Ayr College.
Speciality pastries?
Yeah.
Mezzan.
Well, I say speciality, but that's pretty much all that I'm good at there. So
that's enough.
That's quite hard to do, though, isn't it, pastry?
Well, it's alright, as long as you know what you're doing.
You've got to have cold hands.
You do, yeah.
You're currently single, you like socialising. It's like a little CV, isn't it? And you like socialising and you want to travel the world.
Do you have a GSOH?
I've got a good sense. Oh, huh? Well, you need to have a good sense of humour, don't you?
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you any good at what's occurring generally when you play along at home?
I've always play along, and I'm always getting my friends to play along as well on the podcast, and they're sick of it now. They usually run about shouting, "Oh, what's occurring?" all the time. So,
But are you any good?
I'm all right.
All right. Well, we'll find out in a minute when you play against Becky on day one. John, wait there. All right.
What's occurring?
Day one, and it's John from Troon in Scotland. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, let's play the game. Let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
Rod Gilbert here after 8:30. He just walked in. Morning. Okay. First one. You know Billy Piper?
Yeah.
She's on that show, Secret Diary of a Core Girl, and quite a lot of BBC drama at the moment. Really good. She was on BBC Breakfast last week. Quite early in the morning, and maybe because she hadn't quite woken up, she said quite a lot during her interview on BBC Breakfast. Simple question, how many times did Billy Piper say on this interview last week? Let's start with John.
30.
30?
Yeah.
Becky?
rubbish. 25.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Billy Piper on BBC Breakfast.
I suppose it was quite a few years ago.
So over 40, yeah. John gets the point. Very good, that. I like it. There was a drum roll on the beginning.
Do you know what? I think there need to be more. Do you know, on What's Occurring yesterday, one of the people we spoke to on the street said... Right,
where's my drum roll?
Yeah.
Before I say it, before I reveal it, where's my drum roll? And we gave her a drum roll.
I need to get one of these in my life.
Maybe what we could do is put one on the mobile site, and then when people need one, they can just, like, get it on their phone.
That would be amazing.
So it's like, right, I've got a brilliant piece of gossip to tell you. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? Press your phone. Right, here it comes. Here it comes. Here's the gossip. Here's the gossip. Then you reveal the gossip. Creates tension in life. Down the pub and stuff. Really good. Everyone needs a drum roll in their life.
I'll try and do that.
Can we try and get that on, drum roll on the website and on the mobile site so people can get it on their phones? I think people would like that a lot.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, next one. Still there, John?
Yep.
You may have heard us do this before. It's the Press 1 game. You know, sometimes you get a phone call and it's an automated message saying things like, congratulations, you've won a prize. You're going on a cruise. Now, do you ever press 1 to claim your prize, John, or do you just hang up?
I just hang up.
So do I. But do these people we're about to speak to. We're going to go through them one by one. We asked 4 people that we know, called up, offering them amazing prizes in an automated message, but will they press 1 or will they just hang up? Okay, first up, we rang Sarah Cox with an amazing prize. Is she going to hang up or is she going to press 1? What do you think, John?
I think she'll hang up.
John says hang up. Becky?
No, she'll take the prize. She'll be glad to be out the house.
Depends what the prize is, I suppose. So
no, I still think she'd press it and then worry about whether she wanted to actually have it later on.
All right, let's find out.
Hello? Congratulations. You've won a trip to
the British Lawnmower Museum
with Sam Sparrow. To claim your prize, press 1.
Well done, John. I'd quite like to go to the Lawnmower Museum with
That'd
Sam
be
Sparrow.
Amazing.
Who's the one? Sounds quite exciting.
Black and gold. He'd probably just sing that one tune all the time. Okay, so John gets the point. Next, we called Chloe, who works in our music team upstairs. You don't know Chloe, do you, John?
No, I don't know.
No, a bit of a disadvantage. Is she going to hang up?
I'm going to say yes.
She's going to hang up?
No, I'm going to say she's going to take the prize. She's up for anything.
John?
I think she'll take it too.
You think Chloe will take the prize? All right.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You won a trip to a hot tub showroom with Bass Hunter. To claim your prize, press 1.
Hi, Chloe. You're going to the hot tub showroom with Bass Hunter.
Brilliant.
You love him, don't you?
I really love him.
She does like him a lot.
How much does she love him? That's like 7 presses.
Yeah. Listen to her noise as well.
Bass Hunter.
Just the pure mention of his name.
Bass Hunter.
Right, both get a point for that one.
I've only just managed to take down the 2007 Bass Hunter calendar that she had behind her desk.
I know, she loves him. She's got it real bad. Our next one. You know Gordon, who writes all the showbiz stories in the Sun newspaper, Gordon Smart?
Heard of him, yep.
If we offered him an amazing prize, is he going to hang up or press 1 to claim it?
Hang up.
John says hang up?
No, he's going to take it because he's going to get the celebrity gossip.
All right, let's find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won.
Have I really?
A game of darts. With... Just Stone. To claim your prize, press 1.
Oh! No darts for Just Stone for him.
He was going to do it then. How long did it take him to think about it?
Quite a while, but he decided not to press 1.
Also, is he working in CTU 24? Because his phone sounds very... I love thinking of the Sun newspaper as like the 24 office.
But it's just the same as that.
Exactly the same.
I imagine it in my head to be the same as like all those people on headsets. John gets another point. Finally, Tamsin, who works in our press office at Radio 1 upstairs. She's from the Black Country. Yes or no? Is she going to hang up?
Yes.
She's going to hang up.
No, she's not going to. Why do I keep saying it? She's going to take the prize.
John?
Yeah, I think she'll take the prize too.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won a brass rubbing weekend with Scouting for Girls. To claim your prize, press 1.
Oh my god.
Yeah! Hello? Tamsin?
Yeah,
it's Scott. It's Scott. You just won a brass rubbing weekend with Scouting for Girls. Why did you press 1?
Oh my god. I'd quite like to do that.
Why?
I don't know. I did brass rubbing once at Lichfield Cathedral. It'd be great if we could go there again.
Yeah, actually, you've done it before.
Yeah, I have actually.
Tamsin's been brass rubbing before at Lichfield Cathedral.
Until you said brass rubbing, I was so confused as to what I was like, oh my god, you can't win this, surely.
A few people are saying that on the text.
You've won a brass rubbing weekend.
It's definitely brass rubbing. So Tamsin would quite like to do that. So you both get a point for that. So then we thought, well, would Roy from Scouting for Girls like to go brass rubbing with Tamsin? Let's give him a call and find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won a brass rubbing weekend with Tamsin. From
Radio 1.
To claim your prize, press 1.
Oh, so she's keen, him really not.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. However, John, you've won today's What's Occurring with lots more points than Becky.
Yay!
Can you come back tomorrow then?
I can, yeah.
Speak to you then. Have a good day. Love you.
Okay. See you later. Love you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Plan B, and she said, look, it's Rod Gilbert. Hiya.
Hello.
You're all right.
Am I Plan B? Is that?
No, you're not Plan B. You're you. Welcome, Rod.
Thank you.
Bit tired?
I'm absolutely exhausted. You made me come on this show.
I know.
I've had 2 hours sleep. I got back from Southport, and I got into bed about 5 a.m. And then at 7:30, there was a knock on the door, and a car picked me up, and I'm here.
Hello.
So expect nothing.
Okay. Good.
No, I'm giving you nothing.
Just low expectations.
Till I've had this coffee.
Keep it low. Just down it. Gemma, who sometimes works on this show, made me go shopping for you yesterday. We went shopping anyway, and then she was like, "Right, he's going to be really tired. He had a gig in Southport the night before. Imagine being him." So she made me. We went round a supermarket and got you some kind of. This is Gemma's idea, not me. She made me get you some shaving gel and face wash.
That's lovely for a man who doesn't shave. I've got a beard trimmer, tell her. That's absolute waste. Present number one.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Some mint. I don't know why we've got mint humbugs, but have that.
Don't eat sweets. Right, two. Rubbish.
Coffee?
I've got a coffee here already, but I will take a jar of it, although. I'd rather I'd rather sort of have water and have it made up for me, but I can just munch on these granules.
Okay. So that's in no way useful to you, really?
No, not really, no. I mean, some of it might come in one day. If I ever have grandkids, I'll have sweets to give them.
Yeah. And some Nivea.
And some Nivea, absolutely, if I ever get a skin problem.
So I want to say thank you very much for coming in today, because I know, because we're big fans of yours, but I know you did a gig last night quite far away, and you left a bit early, didn't you, so you could come to Radio 1.
How do you know that?
I know everything from Twitter.
Well, I apologise to people, because I normally do like a signing after the after the gig and stuff, which normally takes about an hour, and I apologised to the audience and left and said I can't do it. But I said, if you're really desperate, if anybody really wants one, then I'll do one very quickly. And there was three people. Three people who were desperate enough to do it. So
did you get any random heckles when you said you were leaving early?
I can tell you know more about this than I do. So why don't you just tell me what you know?
I only know that people heckled. I don't know what they said.
I can't remember what they said.
Oh, all right.
There was nothing nasty about you.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
No, not that I remember, anyway. I get the feeling everyone in here knows more about... I can't remember. I've had 2 hours sleep. I can't remember what people said a whole 8 hours ago.
Am I being too pressing for you?
Yes.
Sorry.
Wait, let me have a few mouthfuls of coffee granules.
You can mix some more of those in from Gemma's. We were talking about the Lawnmower Museum earlier, I know what's occurring, and that is in Southport, because you mentioned it in your set last night?
Well, I mean, I only mentioned it in passing. That
I know everything.
It just sounded a bit like a stalker.
Were you there in the gig last night?
No, it's just loads of people who were there have texted in because they were so excited that you were coming on the show. Yeah. They've been texting in all morning. So.
I think they were probably just checking that my excuse
that
was valid.
Yeah.
That my excuse when I raced off last night, that's what they were doing. They were checking that it was valid, I imagine.
Just got their website up here. Have you seen this?
Whose website is this? My audience?
No, the Lawnmower Museum website.
Oh, the one from... Well, I just happened to be there, and I passed a sign on the way in that said Lawnmower Museum, and I was kind of curious, but I wasn't as curious to look at the website, I'll admit.
Okay, well, there's a special section called Lawnmowers of the Rich and Famous.
Really?
Where...
How did they get hold of famous people's lawnmowers?
It says they've got Diana Princess of Wales and Prince Charles's lawnmowers.
Rubbish.
Like, they mowed the lawn.
Rubbish.
And Joe Pasquale.
I can believe he mowed the lawn.
I can. Richard and Judy.
Maybe probably still does.
Richard would have mowed the lawn, Judy wouldn't.
Feltsy's on there, look.
Vanessa Feltz, yeah. Paul O'Grady, and many more, it says. Alan Titchmarsh, he would have mowed.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They've done it very well, because they've got the names, the people I'd be interested in seeing those lawnmowers, so they've got all the people I'm interested in, and then the many more just teases me now. Just I'm probably going to go straight back from here, back up to Southport, I imagine.
And when you click on many more, it doesn't do anything.
Does it not?
No.
No, well, that's the point. They're not going to tell you who they are.
All right. So, and also, what they want you to do is, there's a kind of an appeal at the bottom of the website. If you see a celebrity, they want you to ask them if they can have their lawnmower for their museum.
Really?
So, any celebrity that you might meet,
right,
just ask them.
I notice nobody's asked me yet.
Not yet, no.
And I was there all last night and nobody asked me, nobody asked me for a lawnmower.
Are you gigging again tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm in Harrogate. I'm back up tomorrow night. So, No, I'm not. No, no.
Now, I've been watching your work experience show, which is amazing.
Well,
Gilbert's work experience. It's been on BBC Two already, but you can catch it on iPlayer.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that, no.
And it's where you kind of take yourself out of your comfort zone and as a stand-up comic and do
tough
jobs.
It's just meant to be a bit of a laugh.
you know, I think it's come out at a bit of a weird time, hasn't it, when there's a bit of a backlash against kind of, you know, semi-famous people doing normal jobs and all that patronising stuff, and there's a bit of a backlash against that kind of thing at the moment. I'm not saying I've had much abuse in the street, but I've had a little bit. And it's just meant to be a bit of a laugh. It's just meant to be me just getting out there and just you know, lifting up a rock and seeing who lives underneath. Oh, look at this. Under here, we've got a mum of seven kids. I'll try that out. And under here, we've got a bin man. I'll try that out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you were a bin man. That was good.
I was a bin man, and which was, well, you say it was good. It was absolutely revolting, as you might expect.
Newfound respect, though, for people that do it.
A newfound respect. Yeah, I definitely had one of those moments. Because, you know, I think a lot of people think with bin men, they go up, you know, you see them go down your street, and then you think they go up in a puff of smoke, and they don't. 7 hours later, they're on somebody else's street, 10 miles away, and they've walked that distance in the rain, in the wind, in the cold, and just with every bag that goes in the back of that truck, a splash of bin juice comes back in the eye, the face, the mouth. And it's, yeah, it is, you know, and it's just above minimum wage. So I think at the end of my 10-mile, 20-ton revolting slog, I think I earned about 48 quid.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was also a bit of a struggle for you, the bin one, because you're not good in the mornings, are you?
No, I'm not. As this show is demonstrating, I am.
This
not,
is quite early for you, isn't
this
it?
This is really early for me. Yeah. Mm. No, a stand-up comedian's life is not usually one of early mornings, you know. And the bin men are, you know, they start at dawn or something ridiculous.
I did like the Scottish lady on the bin show who was teaching you the proper technique of lifting the bin, the bags.
No, you're doing it wrong, Rod.
I know. I'm not sure she quite appreciated the irony that I was bringing to the situation.
No, I didn't think she did.
I think she was watching me very carefully. She did tell me no twisting, yeah. She said, which I ignored immediately in an effort to entertain myself.
Also, the bloke, there's a bit where you're going, can you smell that? The blokes on the bins are completely desensitised to the smell. Completely, they can't smell it anymore.
Completely desensitised. They are immune. You can't say, if you walk into something the size of, I must have been roughly the size of a football stadium that is full of rubbish. If you think, when you open your bin, you know, you press it, it doesn't matter what kind of bin you have, whether it's operated by a pedal or whether you lift the lid, you open it, it smells.
Yeah.
Well, if you imagine a football stadium full of your bin, then to say that it doesn't smell, I think you're definitely talking about somebody with a nose that no longer works.
Yeah. So I went down a sewer recently for charity.
Did you?
And that
I'm
was
glad you said for charity on the end there.
Yeah, yeah. And it smelt real bad, but they couldn't smell it down there.
No.
The people that do it every day, they can't smell it.
No, well, that's the thing. We shouldn't trust people who work down sewers on smelling stuff.
No. I liked the hairdresser one you did as well, because you had to train in a beauty salon.
Yeah, well, that was a real personal demon I was facing there. That doesn't sound like a hard thing to do for most people, but that was very touchy-feely, and I am not a touchy.
You don't like being touched?
No.
Any invasion of personal space?
Yeah, personal space. I haven't been to a hairdresser for 20-something years, I don't think.
Why? Is it just because of the banter, or just because you don't want them to touch your head?
Both. I don't like the banter. I don't like the boring banter thing. You know, what did you do on the weekend? I can't be doing with all that. And I don't like people touching my head. So when I tell you what, I had to shampoo a woman's head on that programme, and I would rather stick my hand blindfold into a bin than touch another woman's head. Maybe it was just that woman. I don't know. But touching a woman's head, and especially with soap and water and warmth, and there's something about rubbing it. Do you know what it was? Honestly, I thought her head was going to come apart in my hand. That's what it was. It was a fear that her head was actually going to come apart.
What, like the things just fall off?
I've never, you know, I must have rubbed people's heads in some capacity in my life.
Yeah.
I've never. You don't know how hard to rub it when you're washing your own head. You know, because you're.
You know the
head.
Pressure.
You know the pressure because it's your head. It's your hands. You've got access to everything available. But when it's somebody else's head and your hands and you're rubbing, you don't know how hard to press. I was worried that her head was going to cave in. It didn't. It didn't. That'd be great. That'd be great if it had. And that was take two you saw on TV.
So, how near can somebody get to you before they start invading your personal space? Becky's here now.
Get back.
It's Becky.
Down she goes. Don't mess about Becky.
Seriously, look at his eyes.
Is it the anticipation?
I don't know what it is.
Don't right, touch
Becky,
it.
That hard?
Becky's touching my head. She's touching me on the head.
You've got very soft hair.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. See, I didn't mind that, but that was you were just literally just poking me from a safe distance.
So if she was rubbing your head, that would be different.
Yes. That was fine. I'd rather it if you'd had a stick rather than your actual finger, but I didn't mind it. It was okay. You can come closer.
Once again for charity, I did a session in a hairdresser for a show called Celebrity Scissor Hands, which is on BBC 3.
Yeah, I saw that.
Children in Need. It's quite stressful.
being a hairdresser. Because did you? No, because the really thing is, I couldn't even hold the scissors, and they're really sharp.
No. I had, I mean, that was the thing. I think the line I used on the voiceover of that thing, because the guy said, right, hold the scissors, and you hold the scissors with your thumb and your index forefinger thing, don't you? But he said, no, forget that, and use your fourth finger, your thumb and your fourth finger.
So
immediately, I think the line I used was, he assumed that I had one hoof instead of two human hands. And I was telling myself, I went home and practiced for about 2 hours going thumb, because you have to move your thumb instead of your fingers, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Fascinating being a hairdresser.
Yeah, but I found that when I was doing it, I would cut the tiniest bit of people's hair off just because I didn't want to mess their hair and make them cry.
Oh, no, I don't mind making people cry, you see. It's more the...
So after two or three hours...
touchy-feely stuff I don't like.
Right. But I did a haircut for 3 hours. It looks exactly the same as when I started.
You did Andy Murray's hair, didn't you?
Yeah.
That looked exactly the same. Same. You're quite big.
Not a fan of the spray tan either, are you? Unlike myself.
No, the worst bit was actually rubbing. I think I had to do a jelly sort of rub onto somebody, you know, and rub their actual flesh and around their bits. And that became quite stressful for me, that did, yeah. Mm. I felt like I was on I'm a Celebrity or something, you know, and putting my hand into a box of some unknown jungle thing. I'd rather have done that than rub stuff into this woman.
But you did it.
I did it.
Was it the same woman whose head might have collapsed? Had you pressed
it? No, it was a different woman.
I was going to say, I was starting to feel a bit sorry for her. Yeah. She didn't sound like she was the best.
All of us going to cave in.
Yeah. Oh, no, she'd already caved in and gone off to hospital.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Rod Gilbert is here, as it was described on the Freeview box this morning, if you've got that. Funny man, Welsh... person Rod Gilbert pops into the studio.
Is that how they describe me? Funny man, Welsh person.
Yeah. Vicky Liverpool went to your gig last night. Apparently, I've just got to say Palace Hotel to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very. I tell you what, nobody else in the world gets that apart from us, but yes, very funny. Well done.
Well done.
Yeah. Somebody randomly heckled Palace Hotel. There was a lot of random heckling going on last night. I'm not sure anybody could hear me in the audience. There were people just shouting out apropos of nothing, just random heckles. In the middle, I'd be saying something, they'd just go, Palace Hotel! What? Right. Fair enough. Apparently the Palace Hotel was built inside out.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're looking at me blankly. Yeah, that's what I was fully expecting.
I thought there was going to be something else.
No, I was fully expecting that sentence to be met with a blank look.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, that's what I did. I just looked blankly. What can you do with that when somebody tells you a hotel was built inside
nothing
out?
Nothing to work with, is there?
I don't know what it means. Is it inside out? Upside down? What does it mean?
Got some more questions from our listeners, Rod.
Is it about the Palace Hotel?
No.
Oh.
Stuart wants to know, did you ever get your suitcase back?
No, tell you what, if I had a pound, Stuart, for every time I got asked that, £4.
Okay. Carl wants to know, are you doing a new show at Edinburgh Festival this year?
No, Carl, I am not. I'm doing the old show. I can't be bothered. I'm doing the show I'm doing now, the show I did last year in Edinburgh. I'm doing it again in Edinburgh because it sold out before I got there last year. The whole run sold out before I got there, so I thought I would go back and do it again.
You were in the same theatre as we were doing the musical in.
Yeah, I was.
Pleasance.
I was.
But we never met.
We never did. No, well, you were on earlier in the day, I imagine.
I was on after you.
Were you?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, we were.
You were on at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
We were in a musical?
Yeah.
We had to share a dressing room with four puffs and a piano, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
So they left all their feather boas in there.
Did you have to share that as well?
Yeah.
So you were. So it was us, four puffs, and you?
Yeah. You know all those feather boas in the piano? They were mine.
Paul wants to know the latest on Simon Cowell's haircut.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, and he wants me to give him an update.
Well, I'm just reading these out from the listeners, really.
It was because I made a comment the other day about Simon Cowell looking like he'd been dragged through a corned beef tin.
Right. Think about it. Laura wants to know if you get any good free stuff because you do the advert saying how great Wales is. Come and visit Wales.
Yeah, I don't have to pay. When you go over the bridge, it's normally about £5.50 or
yeah.
something. I get in free.
You do?
Yeah. As long as I go round. As long as I go round North Wales.
You've got a special card that you just...
I don't get any freebies for doing those Welsh ads. You'd think I would, wouldn't you? You'd think I would get something.
Something, yeah, I would think.
But I have got the run of the place, you know. I can
come and
go.
Key to the city.
Yeah, I can come and go as I wish.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sam at uni in Hertfordshire wants to know if you have a sore throat after every gig, because you do shout a lot.
I do shout a lot. No, I've started doing... How professional is this? I've started doing vocal exercises, warm-up training, like... And do you know I learned that off? Four puffs and their piano.
Really?
Yeah, in Edinburgh they were doing the warm-up exercises and everything, and they told me to do warm-up exercises, and I've done them every day since, four puffs, you'd be glad to hear.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Helen...
It was only three of the puffs that told me that. One of them wasn't there.
Right. Mm. Oh, yeah, that was
one of them did his own show, didn't he? Or was that the year before?
I don't know.
I think it's the farthest right puff. He had his own one-man show.
Yeah, the one puff had a one-man show.
I don't know which puff it was, but there was only three of them. Three puffs.
Helen thinks you are hot, one of our listeners, in a comedians are hot kind of way. Is this something that happens a lot to you?
That's very flattering, that is. So she thinks I'm hot in the kind of way that anybody who does my job is hot. Brilliant. A generic hotness.
Comedians are hot.
Oh, brilliant.
So does Tulip off the news. She's been Googling you since yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she more specific than just all comedians are hot? Or?
Well, she said better than Ricky Gervais.
Oh, brilliant.
And
oh, that's
Bill
nice.
Bailey.
Oh, brilliant. I'm glad I asked. I'm glad I asked you to qualify that. I'm glad one minute I'm hot, the next thing it's in comparison to
Bill Bailey.
A fat 45 year old man. Brilliant. And Bill Bit, exactly. Exactly. The human badger. Brilliant. I'm the best of the three, am I? Thanks very much for that. Thanks very much.
I didn't ask about Russell Howard.
You didn't ask about Russell Howard. It was probably just as well, isn't it? Because I think we all know what the answer would be. Right, can we just move on to my generic comedian's good looks?
Well, can I ask you about... I've got a theory at the moment. There are two Lady Gagas.
Right.
Okay, there's one...
One of the worst theories I've ever heard.
Right, because there's one that's, like, thin and better looking, who's in the telephone video, and there's one who does the actual concert, who's really like, "Hi, I'm Lady Gaga." A bit chunkier.
Right. You're confusing me with somebody who knows about Lady Gaga.
Okay, good. Let's move on.
Yeah. I'm a 41-year-old man. What do I care about Lady Gaga?
Do you not care?
No. Couldn't give a monkey's.
Really? Not in any way?
Absolutely not.
All right. Simon in Abergavenny wants to ask you what you actually think of Welsh TV. Is it any good?
What I actually think of Welsh TV? I don't know. Yes, it's great. Is that any good?
Probably comes good.
Yeah, Pobla Cymru is good. Oh, Welsh language TV. Does he mean Welsh language
TV? I think
so,
yeah.
Oh, right. I don't really watch Welsh language TV because I don't really speak Welsh. I'm trying to learn it because it is the most wonderful, beautiful language in the world. I'm trying to learn. I love it. But I don't really watch much Welsh language TV.
Right. And what TV are you enjoying at the moment? That's from Laura.
I don't watch TV.
Ever?
No.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
So no Lady Gaga, no TV.
No. Well, I suppose I should come up with something, shouldn't I? I tend to watch stuff years later on DVD and things. I'm watching Teachers now, and I think that came out in the 90s, didn't it? Absolutely hilarious and brilliant, and I'm loving that at the moment. So there we are, that's what I'm enjoying at the moment. I'm watching Teachers from, I think, the 1990s.
I do that as well. I get into things really late.
Yeah.
I just started watching Shameless.
Yeah.
Only Fools and Horses.
No, I didn't know. Year. That's not true.
It is.
I just started watching Tomorrow's World.
Yeah.
I predict we'll all have phones in about 20 years.
So, more shows coming up?
There's always more shows coming up.
Always.
I'm still on the road. I'm on the road for another few weeks and then recording a DVD. And then after Edinburgh, I'm back on tour again. Another 60 dates of the same show. I tell you what, by the time I come to a city near you, I would be so fed up. Shoot me.
Get bored of doing the same jokes?
No, I don't actually. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
So I used to get bored of doing the same jokes. Now I'm finding everywhere's a bit different, and the banter. You know, you get people shouting things like Palace Hotel. Who could fail to be bored by that?
That's true. It's very true. Any more telly stuff coming up?
Well, there's going to be a second series of the work experience thing, I think.
Excellent.
I'm sort of in talks about doing maybe a little BBC One show. Ooh. Sort of hosting that.
But, what, Dorothy?
No. Nothing to do with Dorothy. It's...
Not nicking all Graham Norton's jobs, are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's basically, I don't know what... that may or may not happen. But so basically, yes, more TV, more radio, more gigs, more live, more everything, hopefully, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I know you came a long way, but, you know,
pleasure.
You've got your mint humbugs. What more do you want?
I've got my mint humbugs.
Mm.
Yeah, gosh, I'm tired.
And some moisturiser and post-shave balm for a man that doesn't shave.
Exactly, right. Thank you.
Lots of people loving you on the text. Rod, thank you for coming in today. Rod Gilbert, everybody. This
pleasure.
Is Radio
thank
1. Thank you, Rod.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a very nice man Rod Gilbert is. Lots of love for him on the text and the email.
Oh, I really liked him. I see now why Gemma's quite so obsessed.
She is. Gemma, who works in our office, is actual obsessed with him.
She loves him so much.
Can't believe he left the mint humbug. She's going to be upset by that.
And the shaving stuff and the coffee.
Oh, all of it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was real...
We wanted to take this to give to someone at Christmas, but I said that maybe...
What, the face starter pack?
Yeah. But I said maybe they'd... realised because he talked
about
it. What
is a face starter pack? Is it for people that have never shaved before and fancy giving it a go?
Yeah, it's got everything you could want.
Mm. Excellent.
It's suitable for hand luggage as well.
I'll have that, actually, for my next gig or something. I can take it. Is it all 100ml or less?
Yeah.
So I can just put it in those clear...
Well, it's cut
plastic.
In the clear packet already.
Okay, good.
What does that leave me with, then? Humbugs?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right, you know I'm looking for a house at the moment.
Yeah.
I've got these new details through.
Right.
For a house, yesterday, when I got back home. And I'm thinking about getting it. Because it looks really nice. Look at the pictures.
That looks really nice.
Doesn't it?
God, you've got so much money.
No, I haven't.
It just looks... No, but in London, that costs a lot. It looks like my flat in Reading, but I know in London, that costs a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've just shown you the pictures.
Yeah.
I want to live here because of the name of the place.
Right.
I want you to imagine me living in this house, all right? Okay. So every time you come round... For a coffee or whatever, or every time
it's
we have
really
a
rare, isn't it?
Yeah, quite rare. Every time we have like a meeting or something, we could have a meeting at my house. We could have it in this place, and you have to call it by its name the whole time.
Have you named this, or someone else has named it already?
It's been named already. Right. We were talking about this a while ago. Houses that have names. This one's got one, and that's why I want to get it. I'm going to turn the page over now, and you will, don't read out the name of the road, but read out the name. Of the actual flat.
Okay.
This is where I want to live.
It's called the candy shop.
Yes, it is. I'll take you to the candy shop.
No.
Think about it.
No. Oh. No.
So seductive.
No.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll get you to the candy shop.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, girl. Don't you stop.
That could be my new address. The candy shop. What do you think to that?
Come on.
I say, why is it called that?
I don't know. I guess it's where they used to make sweets.
Oh, it's a sweet shop. I love it so much. Uh-huh. But this has put me right off it. Oh, I've had enough of 50
BBC
already.
Radio 1.
Katie's been on saying that she's got a doorbell which plays, current hits, and that she's got Single Ladies.
Can you get doorbells that play hits?
Yeah.
See, when I move into the candy shop, whoa, that's going to be my doorbell. So instead of just like when people come around, I'm going to have this. Imagine you're at my door.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I was at your door and I knocked and I did because I didn't see the bell.
Right, okay, there is a bell.
Oh, there's the bell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what's going to happen.
Don't do the move. Don't do the hit. Oh. I just imagine you upstairs waiting for me. Doing the move.
Are you?
I'll be like, can't we have these meetings at work?
Take you to the candy shop.
It's my new doorbell, listen.
Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going until you hit the spot. Whoa.
Actually, I don't think I want that bit. I want the beginning bit. It would be too sinister otherwise. As you're about to enter my house. Just this bit. Go on, ring the doorbell. That. That's what I'm having. Phone cotton. 10 till 1. Hugh Stevens. 1 till 4. And then 4 o'clock, it's going to be Greg James.
You're doing the Hugh's bike today, aren't you?
I'm riding Hugh's bike just after 1:30. It's the bike that is attached to like an old-fashioned vinyl record player. And the faster you pedal... The faster the song goes. Slow you pedal, slow the song goes.
What are you going to go for today?
I don't know. I don't know what's planned yet, but I'll be in with Hugh this afternoon. Fern's got Chase Crawford. Good morning! Off of Gossip Girl.
Do you remember the embarrassing incident when Chase Crawford came in last time? And we were doing a handover, it was about 7 o'clock, and we were doing a handover with Zane Lowe, and randomly, he just walked
he
into the studio,
in, yeah.
And you were mid-link, and Zane was talking away, and you saw him, and his eyes are so blue, he's incredible, and you just couldn't speak.
No,
for right. Like, and Zane was like, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Scott, are you there? And you were just like...
Yeah.
I thought Outcast Hey Ya was going to kick in until... someone said something.
Oh, that's what always happens in an emergency, isn't
it? Are you going to hang around to meet him again today?
I've got some stuff to do in the office, yeah.
Yeah.
So
is that why you booked Hugh's bike in, so you had an excuse to be here?
Actually, until... that's true. So I will have to stay here until... until at least, what, 20 to 2 this afternoon?
It's a shame it's not a tandem, because you and Chase could have been on it together.
I would love that so much.
Who'd
can we not arrange that?
Who'd be sat where? You at the
Sorry?
Front or at the back?
Who does most of the work? Front.
Front one, I think. Back one just sits there going, yes!
That'll be me.
I've never been on one, so I wouldn't know, but that's what I imagine. Because they can't see you, can they?
So I'm just on the back going, yes! Okay, good. And now it's time for the Posh Radio 4 Lady with some more of the stuff that you've been saying this week on Dear Scott.
Oi, oi, Saveloy.
Exactly. That's what you want to be called
I've
now.
I've only had one so far.
Dear Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. The other week you were talking about how Becky sometimes just zones out.
Yeah, we're talking about people that go into standby mode, where what happens is, if they're not talked to directly for a while, what happens is their tongue just sticks slightly out and they just stare at nothing in particular. Like, you know, you put your TV on standby mode. Some people have this built into their brains.
She really does. In February, when I was on work experience, I wanted to go over and speak to her, but she was just staring at her desk, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Working.
Oh, this is someone that's been here on work experience.
It's called working hard.
And has experienced your standby mode.
So I waited a bit, and Becky continued to stare. Eventually I went over, and she just went, huh? And was completely back to normal. Also, I was at the cinema the other day, and I saw the advert for Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes.
Still not sure it's an instant blockbuster. Laughing smiley. Cheers. Sean, in Swindon. Smiley.
Oh, I remember you, Sean in Swindon. You were right about Becky's standby mode. You're so wrong about Hot Tub Time Machine. It's going to be the smash of the summer. Next.
Hi, Scott. Becky, the one that doesn't speak. And most of all, the PR4L. Hello.
It's weird when she's doing a hello about herself. Yeah.
Just a quick note, looking for a bit of help. Ever since Becky said coality the other month, I've been making it my mission to get this word into common conversation.
When did you say coality?
When I did a rubbish prank call to an Australian hostel and said I was after a coality hotel.
I am from Australia myself, sunny Adelaide, actually, and I think it's an awesome word. I've looked up how to get it listed in the OED, Oxford English Dictionary, to you, and we need to have many public written and spoken references to it over the next 5 years. I think it's your duty to help me start now. Regards, Andrew, Edinburgh.
Loving how much free time you've got, Andrew. Really good.
P.S. I may complete you, but I see you as more of a friend to me.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Do you know what? I think I've got a celebrity who's going to take on, who can, like, kind of put coality into the dictionary. Rafa Benitez uses it loads. He's off of Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Well, he says coality a lot.
Yeah.
So he could be, like, our ambassador to get it in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah. If we just clip up all the times he said it and send them to the Oxford English
They'll take
people.
That, won't they?
Yeah.
OK. Let's do it.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. I'm often busy when your actual show is on, so I'm a regular downloader of the podcast. Thing is, I'm a little bit worried about the picture of you that comes up with the podcast on my iPod. I'm alarmed by the angle that your arm is sticking out at.
God, I've never noticed this.
I've tried putting my arm like that, but it's not something that regular people can do. Is there something you're not telling us, Scott?
Like what?
What?
I've never noticed this on the podcast picture.
Are you secretly a contortionist?
No. I've just got normal arms.
By the way, Chimpanzee Riding on a Segway is my new favourite song in the world. I had it in my head all night yesterday. Smiley. You complete me. Maria, off of East Grinstead.
OK, we've got the photo up now.
You know that what's worse, I think, is the picture of you that's on your pages at the moment, which looks like you're at the dentist or having an X-ray. That massive white thing that's, like, hovering over you. What is that?
That is actually a large S. But it looks like I'm in the dentist.
They chopped it. It does look like you're about to be scanned for something.
It looks like a dentist / X-ray machine, but it's not. It's just a large illuminated S, which they've cropped, so it doesn't look like that at all.
In the podcast picture I'm seeing, it's just... One arm's been cut off, but the other arm is just normal, like in front of you.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, maybe we're talking about different pictures, I don't know. Anything else you want to know? Anything else you want to tell us? Put Dear Scott in the subject of your email and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The PR4, I'll read it out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone's just been on asking me to play Joe McKeldry's version of Telephone by Lady Gaga. Think about it. I don't have that to hand at the moment. But I do have the Posh Radio 4 lady doing that song.
Hello, hello, baby. You called, I can't hear a thing. I've got no service in the club, you say. Say. What did you say? You're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy.
This is for everyone who's been asking for it.
Kinda busy. Kinda busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy. Just a second. It's my favourite song they're gonna play. And I cannot text you with a drink in my hand, eh? You should have made some plans with me. You knew that I was free. And now you won't stop calling me. I'm kinda busy. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't want to think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't want to talk anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop telephoning me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning me.
Go on!
Call all you want, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Cause I'm out in the club, and I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call when you want, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Out in the club, and I'm sipping that bub, and you're not gonna reach my telephone.
Breaking news, everybody. Chase Crawford. Is not on Fern's show today. We messed up. It's tomorrow.
It was you getting all excited, wasn't it?
It's tomorrow, Chase Crawford, not
so,
today.
So all the admin work that you've organised for this morning and then going on Hugh's bike this afternoon, are you going to have to do all that again tomorrow just as an excuse to hang around and see him?
That's fine. So it's not Chase Crawford today. It's tomorrow, Crawford fans.
Have you got any other news on people that aren't on Fern's show this
morning? People not coming into Fern's show today include... Barack Obama is definitely not going to be on Fern Cotton's show today. I love the anticipation of the drum roll.
Can I just say, sorry to people who, I need to be honest about this, some people on their radios and TV at the moment will see Now Playing Drum Roll by Sarah Cox.
When I play this, it will say Now Playing Drum Roll by Sarah Cox.
I'd just like to say...
Is that her?
BBC being honest, I cannot guarantee whether or whether that isn't actual Sarah Cox. It
on
might
the drums.
Be someone else.
Okay.
I don't know, it might be her, but I just have to clear up that maybe it might not be. There's
good on you for being honest, though.
I know.
I love the drum roll. We're going to try and get this as a download for you today, because we were talking about this earlier. Imagine how you could spice up your conversations in the pub by having a drum roll ready on your phone. So imagine you've got, like, a really good piece of gossip. You'll never guess what. What? Press your phone. Well. Hold the phone up to them. Drum roll. Tell them the gossip. You see? Just adds the anticipation. I like it.
But you've got to give me the gossip now because I've had the drum roll. I'm all
there isn't
excited.
Any. That was just an example
you
of...
You can't just let me down like that.
Do you want to know who boffed Kesha? Well, no, really not. But we all get that as a download today. So if you go to the mobile site, if you text mobile, not now, later
not
on.
Mobley or any other combination.
Mobile to 81199, you can get all the downloads for your phone. Or we will link it to make it easy for you to get... from the blog on my pages at Radio 1 Online.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.